more atrocities. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what Ukrainian soldiers fear as Russian forces continue their assault on Mariupol, which appears to be on the brink of collapse.
Officials saying the death toll there is likely to exceed 20,000 when we get a better idea. This as the last defenders of Mariupol are refusing Russia's surrender or die ultimatum. The Ukrainian member of parliament from Odessa who spoke to them says they will fight to the end. This as Russia is stepping up missile strikes, pounding the city of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv. The White House stands behind plans to lift Title 42 next month over fears migrant crossings will surge even more. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha on Fox News Sunday.
The CDC scientists determined that Title 42 is not necessary at the border. And by the way, that goes into effect in late May. It gives us time to assess things, and that's a public health decision made by the CDC, and I think that they're following the evidence as they see it.
Title 42 allows border officials to quickly expel migrants for public health reasons. Experts warn that airline ticket prices could rise even higher.
Jet fuel is doing a lot to increase the cost of travel. It's currently up 40% from the beginning of the year, and estimates show that it will be up 76% this summer. Right now, domestic airfare will cost you an average of $330 per trip. Hopper was not expecting us to hit that number until June. Now they're saying expect a 10% increase to $360 this summer. At Newark Airport, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
A judge set a $25,000 bond for the only person arrested so far in a shooting yesterday in South Carolina that left 14 people hurt at a Columbia Mall. 22-year-old Jawayne Price faces a weapons charge. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Easter Sunday Mass in Jerusalem, held in the city's Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Christian tradition regards the church as the site where Jesus was entombed to then resurrected. At the Vatican, Pope Francis held Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square before an estimated local audience of about 100,000. The pontiff called for peace in the war in Ukraine and other armed conflicts. New Jersey this week begins recreational pot sales for the first time.
Recreational marijuana sales start this Thursday for people 21 and over at locations across New Jersey, with some of the state's medical cannabis companies also expected to expand into the recreational market. The pot sales, 17 months after New Jersey voters approved legalization in a referendum. The state now poised to become one of the largest cannabis markets on the East Coast, with annual sales projected to top $2 billion in the coming years. As the first state in the New York City area to offer weed, which still remains banned on the federal level. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A Kentucky company faced a lawsuit after throwing a birthday party for one of its employees.
A jury awarding Kevin Burling $450,000 after he sued his employer for giving him a birthday party he did not want. Burling telling his manager at Gravity Diagnostics back in 2019 that a birthday celebration would cause him immense stress. The Louisville Courier-Journal reporting that the company ignored his request, throwing a birthday party for him last August 7th. Burling suffered a panic attack attack and was fired the next day after a second panic attack. The jury returning the verdict in late March, the company continues to deny liability and is pursuing its post-trial options. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiara, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.